Market View on Money FM 89.3.
There might be another reason why markets are trading higher in today's session, apart from the successful initial results or findings with regards to Gilead's remdesivir drug and also China's encouraging PMI data. And that's because earnings results from some of the U.S.'s largest tech brands have come in fairly impressive, with the likes of Microsoft, Qualcomm, and even Tesla posting stellar first quarter results. You can count Facebook among those also, with the social media giant seeing a jump in monthly users during the COVID-19 pandemic, and revenues also coming up. But net income actually missed estimates this time around. So what can we make of Facebook's recent report card, and what are the challenges facing one of the world's largest social media giants into the second quarter, especially with questions about revenues from and marketing budgets starting to get slashed and conserved during the COVID-19 pandemic? Today, on Money FM 89.3, I'm joined by Mr. Charles Tidwell, who's the Vice President for Japan and the Asia-Pacific region at Social Bakers, a consultancy firm that helps companies work smart through AI-powered marketing and leveraging and getting the most out of social media. They're in a good position to tell us what they made of the numbers and what the state of social media and online marketing is moving forward. Mr. Tidwell, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you've been in good health and you and your family have been safe in these trying times. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, JP. Thank you.
So look, revenues impressed also. They surged by just about 17.7 billion US dollars. And they also saw a jump, an expected jump in monthly users to about 2.6 billion monthly users. But they actually said that net income actually missed expectations out on Wall Street. Can you give us your basic impressions of how Facebook's earnings were?
It's COVID quarter. That's how we've turned this internally. They had a really solid Q4 2019, so it's always hard for Facebook to come into a new quarter. But generally, I think the numbers were very, very good. If we look at ad revenue, it increased 14.5% year on year. If we compared the same numbers a year ago, so Q1 19 to Q1 18, they were almost down 18% at that time. So I think Facebook have come off a very strong Q4 into Q1. Probably the pandemic is going to hit their later numbers in Q1 and then early into April. But I would say they're trying to divest somewhat as well and really continue to push forward. And you're right. The monthly average users also grew by almost 9%, and very strong numbers in APAC as well.
One telling line item that their founder Mark Zuckerberg highlighted also was some declines in ad revenues in the month of March because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and also revenues just stabilizing and flat during the first 3 weeks, that is, of April. A lot of companies, and small companies especially, have been cutting back on their ad spending moving forward. How do you think this is going to impact Facebook's trajectory moving forward and their succeeding earnings, given they derive so much of their revenues also from small and medium enterprises?
That's a good question. For some time now, they've been trying to diversify, rely less on those smaller businesses and the SMBs, focusing on the Fortune 500s. They've been very focused on that, and I believe that's going to help them. And we can even see some of these brands now reporting sort of more positive outcomes post-COVID in certain sectors. They're also divesting a little bit in some of the products that they're focusing on there. You know, they've launched what they've named a Zoom killer. They're moving into gaming. So I think they're looking to diversify there. And you're right, some of this ad revenue the decline in ad revenue has bleeded into Q2. But I think they'll come out relatively strong. And I sincerely hope that brands will start to realize they'll start to realize the value in social and start to invest more into social. If we look into the APAC region, both for Facebook and for Instagram, e-commerce has really been dominating both platforms in total interactions, and I don't see a decline in e-commerce volumes. So I think they're pretty well invested in how to move forward in the coming quarters for this year.
And it's interesting that you mentioned e-commerce there, Mr. Tidwell. Facebook recently made a huge investment in one of the top telcos in India with the aim of perhaps trying to leverage or find a synergy between WhatsApp and some of the e-commerce platforms that that telco is trying to develop. Facebook for the longest time has depended a lot on ad revenues. How do you think the shift towards trying to monetize or go directly into e-commerce, how will that perhaps shape and shape the future of Facebook as a social media company?
It certainly has to be on their radar. You're right. They're in the process of launching WhatsApp Pay in India. And in India, they have over 400 million users of WhatsApp. They've had challenges around the launch of Libra. That's faced a number of challenges with various governments. So maybe WhatsApp Pay is where they're going to focus some of that attention, with microtransactions and clipping the ticket on some of those those transactions. So I think they're going to have to look for alternative revenue streams. And they've also launched a gaming app to rival Twitch and YouTube. And that's currently available on Android. The numbers there are very encouraging. They've had over 51,000 reviews with an average rating of 4.4 out of 5. And they've been trying to appeal to hardcore gamers for a while. So this could be a saving grace for Facebook as we go into the rest of the year.
We're still speaking to Mr. Charles Tidswell, the Vice President for the Japan and Asia-Pac region at Social Bakers, to talk about Facebook's recent earnings. I'm glad you brought up the push into online gaming, because on two fronts, Facebook's facing some competition. On one hand, in online gaming, they seem to be like the new kid on the block, going up against some of these folks like Twitch and the other online gaming platforms also. On the other hand, they, as an incumbent, they're facing a lot of challenges from other social media platforms. A lot has been made of, say, for instance, the social media platform out of China called TikTok and its possible threat to Facebook's Instagram later on. Can you give us a better idea of how Social Bakers is viewing the competitive landscape? More choices, perhaps, for social media users and online gamers, but how well-positioned is Facebook to face these different or myriad of challenges on both online gaming and also some of these new upstarts coming from mainland China?
TikTok's very interesting, JP. If you look at some of their technology and how they're mapping user movements and being able to apply layers to those user movements on the video. And just, I think last week or maybe the week before, they enabled users to narrate content, so you can have a voice overlay. So in many respects, I think they're a long way ahead of some of the Western platforms. But what's interesting is I see a lot of people making videos on TikTok, but their reach is on Instagram, so they're then sharing those videos on Instagram. I think the Western platforms, Facebook, Instagram, have a long way to go before they can certainly catch up. But TikTok has to find its appeal in the Western markets to become more mainstream.
So in some sense, is TikTok's challenge then trying to monetize these brands and making sure people don't have to go to Facebook and Instagram? And on Instagram side, or the Western brands, is the challenge then trying to catch up with the tech features and the offers that TikTok might have? It seems that they both have different challenges and might meet in the middle, if ever.
Yeah, that's a very nice summary. And I think another challenge that TikTok have is their perception on the demographics of their audience, where it's considered a younger audience than perhaps Instagram and Facebook. And is that the audience, those demographics, is that the audience that advertisers want to reach and potentially not? So I think that they could potentially meet in the middle, and that would be a very interesting space to watch.
A clash of the titans, it seems. Mr. Tidswell, as the vice president at Social Bakers, you folks advise a lot of companies to try and better leverage social media for online marketing. And I'm sure these figures of monthly active users in Facebook spiking must be seen as good news. But then seeing active monthly users is one thing. Monetizing that is another, especially with a lot of businesses now trying to cut back on their ad spends. What kind of advice would you give businesses who might be thinking about scrimping or cutting back on their social media presence and online marketing in these times?
Yeah, it is interesting. One could hope that the COVID and the current situation has maybe accelerated the use of social and how social is being used within organizations. You know, brands have adapted tremendously quickly and positively, leveraging social media. Some great examples in the fitness vertical, where Planet Fitness, that has 1,800 clubs, which have had to have closed, they're holding free exercises or free exercise classes via Facebook Live, which has turned into a massive hit. New Balance, Lifetime Fitness, and Under Armour are brands worth mentioning, as well as how they've adapted to social. Beauty brands are also doing a phenomenal job on social right now, how they're bringing beauty classes live to the various platforms. So I see brands getting a lot more creative And I believe the challenge for brands now is to move away from promotional content on Facebook and Instagram and move to more conversational and engaging content. And that's going to be a challenge because they're going to have to think much longer term with the platforms. But I hope that's going to be a fundamental shift that we're going to see very shortly.
And speaking of fundamental shifts, of course, these stay-at-home measures, quarantine, circuit breakers, no matter what you call it across the world, it's really shaping consumer and individual behavior at the moment. How do you think these recent months, how do you think this is shaping social behavior and social media? Will it ever be the same again? And how different might things be when we get out of this?
Well, obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but I really hope senior stakeholders and brands start to understand the importance of social and how to fully leverage the platforms and leverage the platforms independently, not just look at social as one ecosystem, but the individual platforms as separate ecosystems. I hope they start to migrate to have long-term conversations and really focus their investments from production to community. Again, brands we're seeing very successfully are leveraging their existing community on the social platform. So it's not necessarily all about selling, but it is about having conversations and more of an empathetic tone. So I've seen that work very solidly with a few of our customers. And also I genuinely hope that brands now invest in technologies which help them collaborate across multiple teams within organizations. So I hope those are some of the changes that are going to happen from brands and from corporates.
Mr. Charles Tidswell, Vice President for Japan and the Asia Pacific region at Social Bakers. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts on Facebook's recent quarterly earnings report. And as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued safety and good health in these trying times.
Thank you, JP. To you too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.